Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats again on KD Country 94. Brad Gober joining us, coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. An impressive win for you on Friday night, coach. A 42-0 shutout over your rival Concordia there at Trojan Field. I know kind of from the jump you had the turnover on your first possession, but a 32-yard touchdown pass from Quinn Eilert to Logan Arrowsmith got things rolling there in the first quarter on your next possession. And then from there, you cruised to the 42-0 victory. Just some of the overall thoughts. How do you feel the kids played there on Friday night?
I thought we played well. You know, we came out with high energy, you know, and did some good things on offense, and defensively we did some good things, and you know, obviously it showed. You know, we're able to be explosive, which is you know, important for us to have some of those big plays. We pride ourselves on grinding on people and doing things right and going on those 5 and 6 yard runs and going on, you know, 10 to 12, 13 play drives. But it's also nice to have explosive plays too, to make those 2-play drives, 3-play drives. And I thought, you know, we had a game plan to try and be explosive, and we did a good job with that. And on defense, you know, we did a good job because, you know, when you start looking at the stats, they had less than 100 yards of offense. So, you know, against a team that had put up some points and done some good things on offense at times. And so, proud of our guys.
You talked about that explosiveness, and obviously the couple pass plays come to mind when you talk about that, but clearly the 90-yard touchdown run that Logan Arrowsmith had for you is another thing that stands out there. So when you move forward, how much different is your team when you can have those kind of plays? I know you touched upon it a little bit, but just expanding a little bit of what you guys are doing schematically offensively and being able to have that big hitter.
You know, when we have that big hitter, you know, like – when you're able to throw the ball there, you know, for a couple of big touchdown passes, and then have a 60-yard touchdown run and a 90-yard touchdown run, those are backbreaker type plays. You know, when a team, especially, you know, has us, you know, pinned down deep at the 10-yard line, and we go on a 90-yard run, you know, those are killers. You know, for a defense, you know, it takes the wind out of the sail. And so when we're able to be explosive, it really allows us to really start to open up the playbook and do some different things. And, you know, our kids just did a really, really good job, you know, doing things right. And, you know, we've gotten so much better as the years progressed. And we're looking forward to this playoff run coming up here in the next week.
TMP's coming up next. We're going to chat about that after the break here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Back in the Locker Room Chats with Brad Gober, coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, TMP Marion coming up next before you go out to Hayes on Friday. And kind of what we were talking about on Friday night in the postgame show, a unique situation here because you do have the district wrapped up, but you're still kind of trying to keep your continuity as you go to Hayes on Friday. What are some of the biggest things that you focus on in that game?
You know, for us, you know, with TMP, you know, one of the things that we've got to really do is we have to stop the run game. You know, they're going to be a team that wants to run the ball right at us. And then on offense, you know, we've got to be able to control their defensive line. They got a couple good-sized kids at the front, you know, and they're going to move around their front a little bit, and they'll probably slant and blitz a lot. And so, you know, for us, we've got to be kind of in tune on – you know, what exactly, you know, they're trying to do up front against us and use our rules. So for us, you know, using our rules on offense and defensively, it's really bowling up to their power run game. You know, if we do those two things, we'll be okay.
I know you saw this team in the postseason a couple of years back, but it's a completely different team now. They've kind of changed their identity, like full identity of what they do offensively. So what are the biggest differences when you see TMP now compared to what you did then?
You know, TMP then, you know, they had some really good athletes on the edge, you know, that Jace Wentling kid and a couple other kids, I can't remember their names, but you know, that were good athletes. Quarterback, you know, Kate Harris was playing quarterback, and, you know, they were still doing some flex bone stuff at times under center option within, but they were also getting in the gun and throwing the ball a little bit and, you know, using some QB run game there. You know, this year they kind of transitioned into having him play their fullback, running back position to try to get him the ball more often, you know, in just regular base run game. And so, you know, he's playing, you know, that fullback position. So obviously it's a heavy dose of their best player getting the ball. You know, I think against Norton he had 30 carries or so. And so, you know, they're really trying to run the football. You know, that's their identity. They struggle throwing the ball at times, you know, and so, you know, they're really going to try and lean on that run game and try to get accurate that way. And, you know, we've got to just really bow up to them. And like I said, you know, really, really, really do a good job taking on double teams and reading our keys.
I know you see this team every day, and you're on a five-game winning streak. You're undefeated in district play, and as you said at the end of that first segment, getting ready for this postseason run. With seeing those kids all the time, how do you feel about the confidence level of the group right now?
Yeah, we have high confidence. And the one thing, you know, our kids don't waver. You know, they're tough kids. You know, we didn't start the season like we wanted to. You know, we had a couple guys out with injury and some different things going on, and we were breaking in a lot of young guys. We played six sophomores significant minutes now this year, and we're down to five sophomores playing significant minutes. And so, you know, it took some time for them to grow up a little bit, but the thing about the team and the senior leadership, everything we have, like, nobody wavered. And you know, they just steady, you know, we have the recipe, we know what it takes, we know what we're supposed to do, you know, how to get better every single week. And we've stayed that course, and, you know, our kids are just getting more and more confident in what we do and what they do. You know, we're just doing a really good job, you know, just molding together as a team. And we talk about being the power of the unit, one team, one with one goal. We all have to be in sync. And, you know, we're doing a really good job of doing that right now. And, you know, really excited for what's to come.
Brad Gober, coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks again for joining us, and best of luck out at Hayes Friday night.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Fans can catch that game on the online video stream with coverage beginning at 6:45 Friday night from Hayes on NCKSSports.com. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, HansonOnlineAuction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at HansonOnlineAuction.com. Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Steve Turner with us, coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, getting sent now to finish out your season with Fairfield in the non-district game coming up on Friday. But first, let's look back to your win over Pike Valley this past Friday, a 58-8 win against the Panthers. Just kind of take me back to the game. I know, just talking with you off the air, that they kind of came out and were able to do some good things early on against you, but you're able to pick up a 58-8 win.
Yeah, they did. They came out right off the bat, and I think got two or three first downs in the first possession, and then we kind of stiffened up down, I don't know, about the 20-yard line, but they did. They ran a lot of things that we just weren't prepared for. I mean, they ran no huddle, and they shifted a lot, and they moved guys around, and like I said, they were very competitive, and they played hard.
You talked about that, you know, a team running things you're not prepared for, and I think that's probably something coaches see each year in and year out. Sometimes you're not going to see that. They're just going to go do what they do and see if they can beat you in that way. But what does it say about your team to be able to adjust in-game like that and to be able to make those changes when you just weren't expecting something?
You know, our guys have been very good at that. I mean, they adjust well, but it is just amazing when you practice for one thing or two things or three things, whatever it may be, all week, and then you go to the game and they do something different. It's like we just kind of go brain dead, even though we might have done it 2 weeks ago. they've already forgotten that. Well, this is what you said they're going to be in, so they're not in this, so we don't know what to do. But during the game, they are very good at saying, all right, let's not do that. Instead, let's do this. And they adjust well, but initially not so much.
You got the passing game going with Doak, had 6 of 7, 125 yards and 3 touchdown passes. But Connor sure had probably one of his better games for you with 93 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns as well. And how important is it to have those guys clicking as you get ready here for the postseason?
Oh, I mean, obviously very important. But for the most part, with pass out of necessity, I mean, they just kind of stack the line. And we're blitzing guys from every different direction. So we decided to throw the ball and luckily, we did throw it pretty well, and we caught the ball. And to say our running game was fine. I mean, it wasn't like we had to abandon that. But I think our line, again, blocked very well. Maybe about their best game. They were really driving people down the field and staying on them and just staying with their block. And our backs ran hard, so it all worked out.
Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, with us here in the locker room chat. Take a time out. We come back. We'll preview Fairfield coming up on Friday night here on Katy Country 94.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has 2 state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osborne.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
And back on the locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, we're still with Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, Fairfield coming into town to finish off the regular season on Friday night. Unique situation, obviously, as you've already wrapped up a district championship. You're getting ready for the postseason. Fairfield comes into the game 0-7 and have struggled all year, and really in the past few years they've struggled on the football field. But going into this matchup, what are some of the things that you look for the most from your team in this final game of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have a game. I mean, I've gone years where – we didn't have a week 8 or the last game, and to have it not be a district game, so it's not quite as important, and not that we're looking ahead by any means, but it just allows you to work on you for a couple of weeks, and that's kind of what we've been doing, just trying to shore up the things we've not been very good at, and then, you know, to still have a game and hopefully get guys into the game and play well, and like I say, still prepare because it is the next game, and that's the important one.
Yeah, I know, like you just said, you still prepare, and I know you've seen this team and what they do probably on film. What does Fairfield, what do they want to do as far as maybe their schemes and things like that?
Oh, I mean, kind of like every other football team, or maybe not every other, but 90% of them, they want to try to establish a running game, and they do have, they've got some good size, and they've got guys that can run the ball. They just haven't been able to put it all together yet, and then defensively, they're going to run a defense I think we've seen about 3 times this year. So that, and hopefully we see it in the future because we're kind of getting good at blocking this defense. But, you know, they're going to bring pressure. They're going to bring guys from everywhere, which seems to be the common thing. And I don't know if it's just against us or against everybody. But, boy, there's a lot more blitzing going on right now, which It's a guess. Anytime you blitz, it's a guess. Either you guess right or you guess wrong, and so hopefully we get them guessing wrong a few times.
I know there's probably an opportunity here for you, too, as you get ready for the postseason to maybe get some of those nicks and bruises healed up a little bit. How are you in that area?
So far, so good. Let's not jinx that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so far we're pretty healthy. Yes, there's some nicks and some strains and some bruises, but other than that, you know, we're not going to be missing anybody, so we should be good to go.
Steve Tiernan, coach of the Osborne football team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week. Best of luck against Fairfield Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust, fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has two state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osborne.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com, brought to you each and every week by Landmark Implement and by Next Tech.
And back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, Darren Sass with us, coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, Sacred Heart, your opponent on Friday night, they fought with you for at least a half there, but you're able to pull away and pick up a 35-7 win. Just take me through the game and some of the things that stood out the most there and a nice win on the road in Solana.
Yeah, you know, I thought our guys came out and jumped on a little bit, and we got a couple of quick scores. And again, all credit to them. It's what I said last week. They're playing a lot better than they have in the past, and, you know, their kids are playing harder and longer. And you know, I think that's their coaching staff and what they're trying to do there and getting that program back on the right track. But, yeah, they got one on us before half, and I was – happy with our guys how they came out in the second half and you know, moved the ball again, got some more scores and defensively didn't give up too much in the second half. It's probably a closer game than what we wanted it to be, but a lot of that goes to how they played.
When you look at like your team in general in situations like that, when they give up a score there right before halftime or whatever, how big is it that they can just kind of bounce back and understand and pick up a different mentality of, hey, we're not going to let that happen again?
Absolutely. You know, and that's where this team has struggled a little bit this year, is dealing with some of that stuff. And so, you know, I think it was good for us. And having to deal with adversity and had some things go not our way but yeah, they came out the second half, and so we're constantly working on that, trying to get them to to stay positive in those situations and still believe in themselves.
How are you feeling about the progression of your play at quarterback and then just kind of the way your offense is starting to move here this year?
Yeah, you know, I think Tarek has done a great job of running our offense, and that's what we ask our quarterback to do. And he's starting to take a little bit more on, and he's starting to recognize some things. And being a first-year starter as a senior, and he didn't get a lot of reps last year, I think he's done a great job of stepping into there. He's got some good backs around behind him that he's distributing the ball to, and I think he's great with his offensive line. I think they have a good relationship, and the communication there is good again, the line trying to get their calls and him allowing them to do those things.
We're talking with Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Rebbin, here in the Locker Room Chats. We come back, we'll go over the final district game of the season coming up this Friday night here on KD Country 94.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed, and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here on KD Country 94 as we're still with Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Rebbin. Coach, Valley Heights coming up next for you as you finish out the regular season. A pretty important district game here as you want to make sure you stay on the right side of things and have a home playoff game there in the first round anyway. Valley Heights, a team that's 2-5 this year, so they've got a couple wins. Just looking at this team, what are your overall thoughts about the squad that you're facing coming up on Friday night?
You know, never played them before, so it's one of those teams that I just have to go off things that I've seen before, and I think they're a lot like us. I think they've traditionally been a power run team coming right at you, and they've had some success out there on the east side. So, yeah, that's what they look like on film is coming right at you, backs running hard. They run the fullback more than anybody that we've seen all year, and so we know that's going to be a big thing for us to get stopped. And linemen come off the ball extremely well on both sides. And again, that, I think that's coaching and just their mentality. And so I think it's going to be a similar team to who we are as far as how we try to play the game.
See, I'm looking at their stats here, and I don't see a single senior on the skill player stats. So clearly this is a team that was young coming into the season, probably starting to learn a lot about themselves. They got a sophomore that leads them in rushing. How concerning is that when you're facing, like you just said, a team you don't know a lot about, but clearly they're probably making improvements as the season goes on?
Absolutely, and they've played a tough schedule. They've played Waubonsie, of course, a team that beat us, and then Marysville is who they played a couple weeks ago. So, we don't put a lot into records, and we've talked about that in the past. We look at what we see on film, and I see a hard-nosed team on film.
For your team in this game, obviously the focal point is picking up that win, as I mentioned earlier, to make sure you can have that home playoff game to start the postseason there in 1A. But for what are the biggest focuses that you're looking at in this game as you do get ready for the postseason?
We've really been focused the last few weeks on just playing with enthusiasm. We really have seen our guys when they're having fun and running around out there that they are a better team, and so that's what we've been working on. You know, I think that was a little bit of the hiccup we had last game where the other team, you know, Sacred Arts scored right before half and our guys being able to respond to that. And so, yeah, we're continuing to work on that and playing the game and allowing them to have fun. I think most teams are going to be that way, but this team in particular just really plays better when they're in that situation.
Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Rebbin, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck against the Mustangs Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Struckoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit NCKSSports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray. And by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
This is Jason Broadfoot. You're listening to KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Wednesday night, locker room chats. Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Struckoff joins us here. And coach, another impressive victory, a 50-0 win over St. Francis. How much did the kids enjoy getting that shutout on Friday?
You know, it's always good to get a shutout, and it's kind of something we look for realistically, hopefully every week. You know, that's your goal, is to shut people out, and a lot of the times it doesn't happen. And I think it's just one of those deals where our defense is coming together at the right time, doing the right things, and just getting everything ready before playoff time comes around in a big district matchup this week as well. So glad to see that on the board. You know, it's always good to see zero.
On the offense, you had another balanced attack. You got some damage done on the ground. You got some damage done through the air. Is that still something you're really proud of here?
Yeah, you know, we really want to be a run-heavy football team, but we know that we have to pass some here and there. And, you know, so we just try to be efficient with it. Some days we're going to pass more than others, and this was one of those where we passed quite a little bit. And, you know, we did a pretty good job of it. Pretty efficient with it, and that's just one of those things that, you know, getting towards playoff time, you know, I said we were going to try to open up the pass a little bit more, so we saw what that looked like before we get into the playoffs, and felt like this was a good week of that, and it kind of looked fairly well, so I'm happy with those efforts there.
You're listening to the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats. Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Struckoff with us. We'll be back to talk about your opponent coming up this Friday after this.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Back here on the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Struckoff joining us. All right, you sit at 6-1. Now you have a chance. You know, no offense to any of the other schools you played maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks, but it kind of steps up in competition. In fact, this one is for – a district championship against Wallace County.
Yeah, you know, this is a team that, you know, coming into this year, maybe a lot of people slept on, and I kind of knew they had some athletes talking to their head coach at track this year, watching some of their kids at track, and so you just see the caliber of athletes that they do have. So, like you said, they're a little bit different than what we've played these last few weeks. They're going to be a hard-nosed football team, just going to pound the football, very run-heavy. So you just have to play really disciplined football. They've got a quarterback that runs the read options very well, two fullback running backs that run really hard, running backs fast, so quarterbacks fast, and that's something we struggle with is more speed. So just have to really do your job well, and trust that your teammates are going to do your job, their job as well.
As a team that had eyes on the playoffs at the beginning of the season and then came pretty apparent at the middle part of the season that it's, you know, one way or the other, you were going to be into the playoffs. Do you like having this tough test right here at the end, or would you rather have had that maybe a week earlier, or do you just see it as another game on the schedule?
You know, of course, I really like seeing this right before playoffs because, you know, it's going to get you your tone set for what the playoffs are. You know, you're going to see exactly what you are as a team going forward into the playoffs against a good opponent. So it's a test that we really like having this last week before we get going into playoff time. And hopefully, you know, you end it on a very positive note before you get into the playoffs. So that's what we're looking for. I think it's great to have this test the last week. What better way to, you know, settle a district championship than the last game of the year at home? So we look forward to this one, and I really think it'll help us towards, you know, going forward in the playoffs as well.
You mentioned the read option maybe be something you have to look for against this Wallace County team. When you have the football, what are you game planning against them defensively?
You know, just realistically, you know, nothing really that special. Just doing our job, you know. The read option is just based on people doing their jobs. If you don't do your job very well, you're going to get exposed. So it's just a very disciplined style of defense you got to play this week against it, because what they do is not hard. It's very simple, but it's very effective if you do it very well. Defensively, you just have to do your job, make sure that you're doing it to the best of your ability, and not allowing that quarterback to get a real great read on you. And he's really good at it. He'll wait, he'll pull it, go out and around, and he's got a lot of speed, so he can make it work. Just one of those things. Just play discipline. Get eight hats to the ball. They run extremely hard, so you have to wrap up and tackle well.
Okay. Do you have all your horses ready for this Friday night? Are you dinged up in spots, or are they good to go?
No, actually, very thankful this year. No injuries to date, you know, that we can talk about, just that one there at the start of the year. But it's always good to be healthy around this time, and I'm thankful for that. It's a big blessing. You know, a lot of eight-man schools, that's what it comes down to, one or two kids getting hurt or staying healthy, and we've stayed healthy this year. So I'm very thankful for that.
All right, Coach, good luck on Friday. And once again, thank you for your time.
Yep, thank you. You have a great day.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we will get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.